the number of kids arrested in Wisconsin is declining, according to a new report, but that number seems to only be going down for white juveniles. The report from Race to Equity, which is a project of Kids Forward, found that black youth are three times more likely to be arrested in Wisconsin than their white peers. And for Native American kids, the rate is twice that of white children. Our next guest is here to talk about the findings in the report, what advancements have been made to the state's juvenile justice system, and what opportunities there are for further improvements. Erica Nelson is the director of the Race to Equity Project. Erica, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Judith. Thank you very much for having me today.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. First, can you tell us why the Race to Equity Project wanted to examine and compare these arrest rates?
Sure. The Race to Equity Project is a project, as you said, in the organization Kids Forward, and we focus on all the different areas of an individual and a family's well-being and look at that through a racial equity lens. And we look at economic well-being in the state and particularly in Dane County, where Madison is located, as well as education, the child welfare system, the adult criminal justice system, and the juvenile justice system. And oftentimes we see the racial disparities with families and children as compared to white families and children exist throughout. And so the juvenile justice system is oftentimes a reflection of these disparities for youth and families of color in particular.
And have you been tracking these numbers for quite a while, especially these juvenile justice numbers?
We have been tracking the reforms and the efforts within the juvenile justice system as an organization for many years. This report in particular is a more in-depth look looking at the differences in impact between youth of color and white youth in the state. And our findings over the years have shown that reform in the juvenile justice system has resulted in fewer youth involved in the juvenile justice system. However, the disparities between youth of color and white youth have not declined at such a fast pace as one would think they would.
Well, let's dig into some specifics. What disparities are you seeing, especially related to juvenile justice, between white youth and their African American and Native American peers?
Well, I think as you highlighted at the beginning, there's a disparity with respect to arrest rates, with respect to being sent to detention or incarceration. And I think you stated earlier that black youth are almost three times as likely to be arrested. Native American youth are two times as likely to be arrested. And African American youth are 15 times more likely to be incarcerated in the juvenile justice system. So we are seeing it sort of across the board from arrest all the way into detention and being placed in secure facilities.
Well, let's break that down a little. So there's the arrest rate, which, as you said, three times higher for African American youth, twice as high for Native American youth. There are those that would say, well, they must be doing more crimes. How would you respond to that?
Well, those perceptions are essentially false and I think are sort of grounded in unconscious bias. And in fact, what we see with respect to disparities and youth of color being disproportionately involved in the juvenile justice system is in many ways the result of contributing factors such as differential police policies and practices, where the offenses have taken place in terms of location, victims' perception of who is committing the crime, and having just sort of structural and institutional biases built into the system itself in terms of who the police target, how prosecutors charge, how courts rule. You know, the result is a racially unfair and essentially inequitable system that we believe needs to be fixed and addressed.
We're talking with Erica Nelson. She's the director of the Race to Equity Project. They just released a new report that looks at the arrest rates for youth in Wisconsin, dividing that up racially, finding that African American and Native American youth are arrested and incarcerated at higher rates. And so I want to go back to something you just said, Erica. You said it could have something to do from that, you know, looking at this as kind of a continuum where youth might first come in contact with police, then there might might be an arrest, then there might be a conviction, then there would be sentencing or punishment. So let's go back to that very first part where there is contact with the police. You said it might have something to do with police policies and kind of priorities in where they're policing. What exactly does that look like in different communities, maybe a predominantly white community versus a predominantly African-American community?
Yeah, well, I think that, for one, just to be clear, the policies that the police may have with respect to the communities is not an explicit policy, right? I'm sort of speaking to implicit unconscious bias that may exist in how we police and where we police. So oftentimes, youth of color are more exposed to the system because of the communities in which they live. And while white youth are not, for instance, with respect to the arrest rate for drugs, right, oftentimes the exposure that kids of color have to the system based on the communities that they live in are already highly policed, and so that results in their likelihood of having more contact with the police. I think also there are circumstances when we look at the school-to-prison pipeline that people often talk about. If you have disparities within an education system that disproportionately pushes youth of color out of that system and involves them through suspension and expulsion, that they're more likely, again, to have a level of disproportionate contact with police and then subsequently involving them in later on in the juvenile justice system. If you look in the educational setting, oftentimes suspension and expulsion rates are very disproportionate, even for the same behavior. African-American youth and Native American youth are often suspended at a higher rate than white youth and their peers.
Have there been efforts to address some of these issues? Are there positive initiatives that you can point to that may make a difference in the coming years?
Well, I think there's a myriad of different things. I think, one, there has been a lot of work in the state of Wisconsin over the last few decades to work to improve our juvenile justice system. And in fact, the numbers overall in the aggregate have decreased significantly in terms of arrest, in terms of the number of kids committed. So that is something that is a positive. The question now becomes, how do we reduce the remaining disparities within the system so that these reforms are felt across the board for different racial and ethnic populations. That being said, there's been a lot of work in the state, and in particular in Dane County, around restorative justice programs, around more diversion from the system, in terms of looking to provide more comprehensive, holistic services for youth and families. I think there are policies in various districts looking at removing their zero tolerance policies, which are part of the policies that get kids out of school and more into the community and exposing them more to the police, which I just talked about. There have been a number of different reforms. There's been court reforms. There's been folks that have sort of begun to explicitly look at training around racial bias and implicit bias, and working with law enforcement and others within the system to understand the differential impact on youth of color. So I think there has been a lot of good work, and there are a lot of great, amazing individuals as well as communities and grassroots organizations who are working hard on this issue. And I think that going forward, I think with respect to the closing down of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools, that this also presents an opportunity for the state as a whole to look at what can we do more going forward to address the juvenile justice system and the disparities that we see. And go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Erica.
So including sort of more investment in mental health and trauma-informed care, looking at the role that the youth justice system plays with a focus on it being rehabilitative as opposed to punitive, figuring out what programs and supports can be implemented if a kid is in the system in order to provide them the tools and the support that they need to be productive community members, and sort of focusing on the youth's ability to take tools and an education out of the system and back into their community.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Erica. Erica Nelson is the director of the Race to Equity Project. She joined us to talk about their new report that found while arrest rates for white youth are declining, they're remaining steady for their Black and Native American peers.